Lebanon is unsafe, folks, with robberies happening everywhere and they're being caught on camera. Everyone needs to be careful. We're going to talk about this. This is like a really dangerous epidemic, like taking over the country. There's drama between our fans and the newly released A-Raps podcast. There's some Joseph Mirab drama. We finally know Abu Hadi's age. There's a McDonald's sujuk conspiracy, folks. Shada versus Tassidis, new brand. Shada Tassidis. We got parodied by Sergio M, who was Joy Tassidis' biggest enemy. And much, much, much more. Phil and Will, the amazing Phil and Will, sent us a goodie bag of dinner that we're going to have. And we're giving away, we're going to announce the winner of Under the Vile Moon, the book that we're giving away, written by DC Habib, his brand new book. You can buy it on Amazon, Malik's Bookstore, Virgin Megastore, and duty free if y'all traveling freaks. Thank you to everybody. Welcome back, Noor. She's back after a long break. Ahla wa sahla, kifik.
Good.
Kif, how was that break?
Yanaad
alaykum. Yanaad alaykum. Alaykum salam. I don't know how that makes any sense. We have three brand new blonde patrons, folks. Areni Poladian. Thank you, Areni. I don't know how to say your name. Mustafa Zalzali and Mike Zahabi. All new blonde patrons. Welcome to the family. We love you guys. Thank you for your support. We cannot, and I repeat, we cannot do this without you. If there are no patrons, there are no interns. No interns, no show. That's how it works. So thank you guys so much for joining our Patreon family. You are making sure that this show can keep going, that I can keep paying these interns. And let me take a moment to thank some other brilliant patrons that we love. Blonde patrons like Celine Ash, Antoinette Saab, Wael Abu Karam, Falafel Brain, Paul, Christelle and Lily, and Lucas with an R, and superhero patrons like Mher Krikorian, Muhammad Wardini, the Zataria family, Gino, and Bonnie. We love you guys and our God tier patrons. Fouras Nadeyman, Rifat Fakir, Burgery, and Ali Al Mujabir, the captain. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Check out our Patreon. Find a tier that's right for you, that works, you know, and get on that supporting. You doing good, Noor? All good? You happy to be back?
I am, actually.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you back.
I came half an hour early.
Yeah, man, you're so excited to be here that you came early. Ahla wa sahla. Folks, let's get into it. We have a couple of today's a chill, calm episode, okay? Other than the crime spree's taking over Lebanon. That's not chill. But other than that, it's a pretty chill episode. No
That's
lawsuits.
That's why I came, actually.
That's my hiccup. We don't have to talk about it. I don't have to talk shit about anybody. Hadawa. No stress. Let me tell you guys about what I've got going on today after the shoot. I got to go dog sit, folks. I'm dog sitting. I'm taking care of some puppies. My boxing coach is... one of our heavyweight champs, but Jim Ricardo Bashir, I'm the fight be Abu Dhabi this Friday. So the coach is going to be in his corner, and I'm taking care of his two dogs. This is Champ, big ass like Chien Lou, and Little Skip. Look at this little adorable
Skip?
Little fella. This is Skip, and that's Champ. Yeah, they're adorable. Huge. Yeah, this guy's fucking huge.
He looks huge.
But I got to go walk these motherfuckers after the shoot tonight. But they're adorable. It's the first time I ever dox it. It's kind of hicky. It's daunting, you know, the responsibility. Like, if something happens to him, it's on me. So I'm scared.
You're your first time?
Well, no, I hung out with him last night. But it's my first night with them alone.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they got to know me. Daddy's going to take care of them.
I'm going to take care of them. No,
no, actually, it's fine. Like, I walked them yom in the morning. It was chill. Yeah. If it's a little bit of rain, it's fine. My maximum, they can hold it. The boys can hold it. Coach, they're not going to hold it. They're not going to wait any second. They want to pee? We're going to treat them well. This isn't a casual topic. And I do want to talk about this. Palestine. If you guys noticed last week, and less than usual, normally in this show, 20, 30 minutes. And I personally feel like I'm not starting to tune out, but I'm having a hard time keeping up. I'm a little burnt out, I would say. Not that I have any right to be burnt out. We're making me feel better.
We're not getting bombed every day, but we're still living in constant stress, and it does take a toll on our mental health. And honestly, come in, I feel the same way. Well, I know Mabadde Yiji had to make us feel bad. No, you shouldn't be doing this. You should be talking more.
Because
it is tiring. It's not very.
It is. It's horrible to look at. For example, I've been sharing less on Instagram. That's the thing that I would do the most because that's the easiest thing that we could do. But I'm sharing way less. I'm choosing not to even engage. And when I see Palestine related content, I'm kind of scrolling a little bit extra fast. to skip it. مش هكذب عليكم. I don't know why. Today, when I saw Mu'tez's final video, Mu'tez announcing that he's leaving, we're going to watch that video, it kind of hit me that like, oh shit. Well, now that Mu'tez is leaving, I feel like people are going to be even less interested in what's happening. Because you know, to me, Mu'tez, Ubizan, and these few, I don't call them characters, but you know, they're like characters in a story at this point, which is fucked up. They're the things keeping us tied. يعني وائل الدحدوح little Lama al-Jamus, all these fucking amazing people. So when they start to leave, you're like, God damn. Not that يعني Mu'tez has every right to leave. I'm shocked he didn't leave sooner, and I'm shocked that he's still alive. How do you feel, Nadim Kif? How do you feel about the whole Tabit? Oh.
No, at some point, yeah, and حتى اليوم, whenever I saw Mu'tez video, كمان it hit me. And I felt, mainly مثل ما انت عم تقول انه مين هلا
كيف رح نعرف شو عم بصير. Honestly, people are tired. People just want to survive. وعن جد عن جد, fuck anyone who makes us feel bad about it. Okay, we're not getting bombed every day, صح؟ بس it's still stressful and it's still something we're going through.
Saying that, the South is, I guess, getting bombed every day still.
We're not getting bombed.
The South is still getting shelled. They're eating shit there. Haram, يعني, there's people dying come in almost every day. Extreme amounts of damage. But I'm just not, I can't, my body. It's just been a few days. Well, I feel guilty about it. I'm sharing this because I feel kind of shitty about it. Let's take a second just to watch Mu'tez's video. We're gonna have to mute the music, Elijah, using that new AI software, baby. Hell yeah! I hate artificial intelligence, though. But I found software that like just removes the music from videos, which is great for us. So hey, da Mu'tez, our boy. Yeah, name. Feels like we know this guy, bro. مش معقول.
So this is a famous word. Maybe I kept saying it during the 107 days. This is the last time you will see me with this heavy, stinky vest. I decided to evacuate today, so
so sorry. Hard for him to say the word.
Inshallah, hopefully soon come back and build and help together Gaza again.
Oh my God. So I heard that he's evacuating to Qatar. This is so touching, and his friends, family. Man, I'm getting goosebumps. So. It's when I talk about it, when I just watch it silently, it's fine. When you try to talk about it and narrate what's happening, it hits you more.
So I will miss these people. I spent all days with them. Even once of time, him picked me out of the office. But fine. obviously, got
the way it is.
Sucks.
It's terrible, man. It's terrible. And like, okay, I'm talking about Noor before we started rolling. Like, what kind of life? Okay, he's gonna go to Qatar. What kind of life can Mu'tez live after everything that he's seen? Yeah? Even if he gets an ice cream cone and he sees like melting ice cream, he's gonna see like a melting face of a child or something. It's just everything is gonna remind him of the horrors that he's experienced for 100 days. And I imagine him sitting in his hotel room هلا عم بفحش عم يبكي, just fucking like feeling guilty.
I hope they're gonna be fine and they'll lead a normal life.
I hope so. It's gonna take him a long time to recover. If he'll part of him will never recover. Yeah, يعني for sure, part of him will never recover.
أنا بس كنت عم بحضر الفيديو هذا ذكرت إنه صرت فكر إنه تخيل كل هالعالم كل شيء كان بالدنيا بس يعيشوا بس هيك رواء.
Just what we're doing now. Just wanted to chill.
يعيشوا بس بالبلد تبعهم ببيتهم بلا ما يصير شيء. دم بعدين انه ليك شو صار وانه تخيل انت مضطر تفل من بيتك بس لانه هيك بس لانك مضطر.
The way he says, and I hope I can come back and rebuild. It's like we all know, like they're probably never gonna come back. حينيكو اختا الاسرائيلية, they're gonna build fucking beach clubs. And this was his caption. He says, I had to evacuate for a lot of reasons. You all know some of it, but not all of it. Thank you all. Pray for Gaza. Horrifying. Let's see why Mu'tez has to leave. Why does Mu'tez have to leave his country? So that white American actress Deborah Messing can come to Israel and hang out with Noah Tishby. Who's Deborah Messing? She's an old, for all you Zoomers, she's an old actress that was on a sitcom. You know what a sitcom is? Will and Grace. She was Grace. Now she's a fucking piece of shit. Let's.
You know why you feel safe for you?
Why?
Because you're home. It really is.
This
feels like home, this Middle Eastern country.
I don't want to leave.
understand. She's so white, bro.
How close friend and people from the people that are here.
Ma fai un yipko.
In Israel this time
is Shushay bin con la Anna Yura.
Oh, it's a gift.
Go back to Beverly Hills, Deborah Messing.
The people here are the most extraordinary people I've ever met in my entire life.
ما بتشبه النهار الأربعاء, bro.
The strength.
Hey, the babanon. I feel home. You feel home.
حتى بس يبكو بتحس it's fake.
قل له fake, she's an actress, bro. All she does is...
I've never seen anything like it in my life. And the love.
And the love.
The love. The positivity. Yeah. Yeah. It's just...
All right, that's enough. That's enough. This is why Montez had to leave, folks. And Deborah Messing, star of Will and Grace, is coming home to her homeland of Israel. This white lady. God damn it. Don't get me started on the whites. I love white people, by the way. People think that I have against white people now. The white people, some of my best friends are white. I love the white people. If I ever want to work, you know, abroad, the white people, hey, hire me. I can't nakhad. Tayyib. Okay, last week, Noor, Nadim and I opened up. We got honest. We said we talked about difficult things. We opened up about our boycotts and some of the cheating that we've done. I admitted to having McDonald's 3 times. There's something else that I did that I don't know if I want to admit that.
Sure.
I ordered McDonald's as soon as Nadim left last week after we recorded the
episode.
Right
after the episode.
Right after, because we talked about McDonald's so much that he's left, and I fucking ordered as soon as he left, and I was, oh my God, it's so bad. It's been 4 times now, folks. I'm counting. Hey, I told you I feel guilty. I told you it doesn't feel right. Now, enough about me. Noor, have you cheated? Have you?
Okay. Actually, I wanted to tell you guys.
Come clean. I need to.
I was waiting to come this week to tell you guys, and I wasn't going to hide it. I had McDonald's twice coming.
Twice? Okay. I don't have to feel that bad. أنت كانت كزمت that one time. قلت لي بس أكلت catering.
أنا بدبي لا بس الشهر بلا أكلت هون.
Oh yeah, how many times?
Yeah,
سكت. Oh, you lied. How many times?
وانا.
Hey, هون.
Yeah.
Say the number, bro.
My body for this.
Oh, you can't count. Oh my God, we went through this last week. All the viewers.
من بعد الحلقة. هاد الجماعة ما وقف ليك.
Also the episode. يعني مثل أنا. As you left, I ordered McDonald's.
ليك أنا مبارح صراحة. هلا هو لأنه كان عنده إنه قصص فكنت بمكدوبة دارو شكلت مكدوبة مصرية.
I had 2 McDonald's yesterday.
ما أكلت فوق أكلت بس تحت.
I don't feel that bad anymore. Come at me. I only had it 4 times.
لا أنا I had it twice. Both times I felt really bad afterwards.
Felt
وما
horrible.
عادت أكلت.
Felt horrible after my 4th time.
Yesterday جا عبالي مكدو بس I went to Mano Burger.
Alright, there you go. And today إذا إجا عبالنا ناكل مكدو, guess what? Phil and Will hooked us up with some dinner, yeah. So ain't no need for anybody to have no goddamn McDonald's.
ما بعرف إذا شوي بتساعد بس إنه دقت السجق برجر.
آه كمان.
بركي شوي إنه.
كمان.
He fell into the trap.
Okay, thanks for coming clean. It's great. خلاص, we're all horrible people.
Yeah.
Elijah, we don't even need to ask him. He went to Disneyland من شهر يعني. He went to the epicenter of evil.
عن جد.
نحن كنا we're boycotting Disney Plus وراح على Disneyland.
By the way, قبل كانت قايلة أنه I stopped watching Disney Plus, طلع خي دفع subscription لكل السنة. So I'm still using.
مالي.
إذا هيك مالي. مثل الميك اب.
Elijah أكتر واحد who broke the rules. He went to a Madonna concert. كل شيء. Elijah broke all the rules. بس we love you, Elijah. Our brother. Sticking to the boycott thing, there's just a funny thing. Hey, the Bacha, it was just really funny on Twitter. So there's this guy, اسمه عماد شرب السكر. شباب اللبنانيين عندهم مصاريف ومسؤوليات موظفين بهالشركتين. ما رح قاطعهم كرمال حدا. Sorry, my Arabic is bad, but it's not that bad. But everything is really far on the screen, so I can barely read. So it's making it even harder for me. بس ده ما يفكروا عالم انه هالقد my Arabic is not that bad. So okay, this guy عماد is saying انه he wants to protect Lebanese jobs. He is not going to boycott McDonald's or Starbucks. So then, like a week later, he's like, boycott Dolce & Gabbana, because Dolce & Gabbana shared a picture of, what's this guy's name again?
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas as Jesus on a cross. The same guy, like, I will not boycott, I do not believe in boycotting, etc. He's like, boycott Dolce & Gabbana.
لا هو قصده انه الان في ناس لبنانيه موظفين بمكدونالدز وستاربكس, so he's not gonna boycott.
Okay, so هون we have It's still funny because that'll be true. Okay, so honey, we have another tweet that can someone else read this?
Yeah, Ahmad Lehon boycott halal with Starbucks and McDonald's. وكانت تفاهة.
حدا غير نديم يقرأ. نور your turn.
بس ثانية لا هو كتب شيء غلط.
مالي try.
لفت لث.
اوكي هل هو هل هذا ضيعتكم؟
اوكي عماد لهون بويكوت حلال وستاربكس وماكدونالدز وكانت تفاهة مع عدم تشبيه المسيح لاي شيء ثاني. عم جاوبوا عماد بسياسة على الحياد
بالدين والاخلاق.
عم جاوبوا عماد
so when it comes to religion manners and no la he doesn't stand he's not against boycotting يعني. He's all for boycotting when it's بسياسة لا he's not gonna to boycott but when it comes to religion
okay,
boycotts. I just find it hilarious that you know he's taking a stand. I'm not boycotting eating McDonald's, we're drinking هيدا مافي كم يوم boycott دول جنكنا boycott
هنك كمان شو هالكامبين
selective
people that accuse people of being snowflakes are the biggest snowflakes بالعالم. هيدا الكلمة whoever uses كمان كلمة snow you're a woke snowflake. The people who use these words unironically are the biggest snowflakes. بيعنوا دايما دغري. They're the first to boycott. Well, cancel this person. دغري.
I totally agree.
This is a music video, I think, that I'm gonna, I don't know, man.
ايه هو عمله بس انه قريب هالكامبين دول ترند كابانا.
Every once in a while he does something like that, but literally for marketing.
Did he do a pair of Nikes with blood in them or something? 666 Nike shoes.
بيروديو كمان.
It's so easy to get people angry in the كمان اما خلاص.
That's literally what he does.
We got into some interesting comments last week. You guys keep them comments coming. We love it when you guys engage with our videos, send us comments, leave likes. That does a lot to help. First of all, you guys know I've been very interested in Abu Hadi's age. Abu Hadi is my favorite character on the pod. One of my favorite. Right now, he's my favorite. Easily, yeah. We got this comment from Flexin' My Crocs 1247. Says, next documentary got to be for Abu Hadi. By the way, he is in his 40s. He said it once in his videos. So Abu Hadi apparently is in his 40s. I was like, well, this is just one YouTube comment. I can't base a whole segment on it. Well, we got a second YouTube comment. And for me, folks, that's enough evidence to believe something. So I'm not Jean-Paul Haidamous.
Jean-Paul Haidamous.
Jean-Paul Haidamous. Okay, he says, actually, this is a fun fact. He says, La Pâte Royale is one of the best bakeries in town. So delicious. Recommended Darude. I would love to go, Jean-Paul, to La Pâte Royale and to try him and Ushim and Idin Abu Had. But who he yeah, but I want him to feed me. And I want his fingers to touch my mouth.
لا هو بيشتغل هنيك.
بيشتغل بلا باتريا يعني عمل لهم داي because he works there.
اه اوكي.
He's a ما بتحضري the show؟
بلا بس from what I remember.
He's a معلم عجين. He's a معلم عجين.
بلا بس from what I remember انه he reviewed لا باتريا بعدين he went there was another video.
At Mahabou they hired him. No, he works there. Okay. So هون and in the same comment Jean-Paul says and by the way Abu Hadi was saying he's 45 years old, I guess. So Anna, the first guy said he is in his 40s. Jean-Paul was a little bit more specific. Anna, he's 45. I so finally have my answer. But it actually confused me a little bit more. And I thought he had the Benjamin Button disease, where it, like you look old when you're young. But yeah. I think he's an oldish man who looks and sounds kind of young. He looks old and young at the same time.
He doesn't look young. He's just small.
He looks like a young person, but with like... Who prematurely looks old, yeah, and he's a young man. You know, he looks like a 60-year-old maybe. He has the wrinkles of a 60-year-old, I would say. Regardless, let's listen to him saying "sma" in this amazing video, wow. Folks. The way he says "sma" here is like fucking next level.
Sma,
look at his face. Elijah zooming on his face. He's like,
sma,
sma,
We gotta hear that smile one more time.
Smile.
Bro, that's fucking amazing. Hello. I did look up some real cases of Benjamin Button disease. So we can
يطلع أبو هادي.
He's not. Now that I look at real cases of Haida, he's definitely not. So first let's read about it for a second.
Yeah.
Asseria.
By the way, I didn't even know it was a real condition. I thought it was just the movie.
It's not called the Benjamin Button disease. So it's called Hutchinson-Gilford progeria syndrome, or HGPS, also known as the Benjamin Button disease, for idiots like me, after the short story and movie, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, is another name for progeria. It is a rare genetic disorder that causes a child's body to age quickly. progeria is brought on by a mutation in the LMNA gene. So here is... this is a six-year-old. This is a six-year-old who looks like an 80-year-old. He's from some kind of Asian country. So, like, this does not look like what Abu Hadi has. This is way more serious.
But he's way younger.
This is a baby. This is a six-year-old.
Hey, how would he look like as 40?
I don't have that. I don't think they might not live that long. I don't know. Look at these. This is a seven-year-old with the red pants. This is a seven-year-old.
That's crazy.
And this is an 18-month-old on the left with the green shorts. This is an 18-month-old baby. These are from India. Look at their skin. So definitely, and I've been saying Abu Hadi has that disease. He don't. These are two kids from the States. They're 13 and 10 years old. I don't know how old they are now. This was from a few years ago. So no, this is just showing you what they can look like. And this might be the same kid from that first picture, actually. No, it's not. No. So this is from Bangladesh. This child is 4 years old. This is a four-year-old child. Looks like a 75-year-old man in this photo. So I'm guessing it's safe to say that Abu Hadi does not have one of these diseases. But what is not safe to say is that we're not getting out of watching an Abu Hadi review. And here he's talking about Elegance Star cookies. But he's so in love with the Elegance Star. Respect. Like, I saved this video like a month ago. Today's the day to watch it, bro. And I love the trash bag background behind them. شوفوا قديش دام يعطي احترام لإليغانس ستار.
هل في منافس لإليغانس ستار؟ برأيي الشخصي؟ لا. في شبه. أما منافس لا. إليغانس ستار أبدعت بأصنافها كان بستارز قبل الساندويتش بثلاث ألوان والدارك والبندق والأصفر أبدعت كثير
بتصاميمها
وبالبسكويت تبعها
There's نثينغ about this. أما كله غلط. The background.
كروليو
إليغانس ستار
23,000 إنتاج تركيا.
بعد في قصص 23,000؟
وحنلوق الاثنين ونعرف ايه الاطيب بس انه ستار الى منافس برايي الشخصي لا
خلينا نقول
بروليو
He's so confident about this. This goes on for
خليه يدوى ويحب هيديك
اكثر بليز لا قفش شوي
مش هنقفش شيء نحضره كله
قد ايه بعد فيه؟
Sometimes the way he looks like in pain when he chews. Haram, his whole body looks like he's aching all the time.
Let's not make assumptions that will get us cancer.
My body.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
كمان sometimes I feel like بيمص الشوكولا مثل بيا لتيريزيا
This is literally why people say
اخوتي الفرق واضح
I love her dad لتيريزيا سلامته كمان فرق واضح
واضح بين ستار والبروليو
You gave away the result بروليو
قبل مش طيبة
جلوريو بلوريو
ستار هي حلقة اليوم هي بتفوز 9.5/10 أما بروليو
4.5
صراحة رح أعطيها 5/10
That's the lowest score I've ever heard him give. دايما بيعطي 8.5
الفيديو
Bro, I love this guy. Honestly, he just sold أنا زبلقي إليغانس ستار شي محل
بس هنشتري
I'm buying for everybody. We're gonna try إليغانس ستار next week.
تدفع 30,000
54 كل واحد بيطلع له وحده سو 60,000 رح اصرف علينا كلنا less than a dollar we all get a snack we also got some comments about Andrew Tate it's been a while since we got some Andrew Tate comments so let's read that after last week we talked about my false sexual harassment allegations folks it's all been solved we don't need to talk about that she devil no more although I did find out some new information but we're not going to get into any of that we got a comment from, and look, we're gonna read this comment respectfully. And no, خلاص. اليوم it's a happy week,
happy
except for all
day,
the except for all the crime sprees that are happening that we're gonna talk about. They're very serious. In a few minutes.
All the McDonald's they're eating.
And McDonald's that we're doing. Thus, Claude Aal wrote a comment. He said, "Love your show, but I can't help but recall how you called Andrew Tate a human trafficker on countless occasions without any concrete evidence or proof. Yet now you find yourself in a somewhat similar situation where a woman is accusing you of something you did not do." Thank you for believing me, Claude, first of all. I did not do anything. It's all tweets. Anyways.
Thank you for leaving a comment.
He says, it just shows how weak the legal system is and how easily women can accuse men of things they did not commit in order to ruin their lives. I never thought I would be one of these men. Falsely accused. I am now in the Matrix. Leave the take the blue pill. Take the which pill gets you out of the Matrix? The blue pill?
Blue pill.
Blue pill. Blue pill. Take the blue pill. Moral of the story. Life of a man is difficult. Hear that, Nood? And it's always innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around. So Anna Tello, now Andrew Tate is definitely a human trafficker. We ain't playing this game. Lol. Noor fated, but that she's like, ha ha, I can't believe this comment. Tate fanboys are not yet over it. Claude comes back. He said, not defending Tate here, you are missing the point. In all honesty, if you do not see the similarities between the two scenarios, you are either blind or choosing ignorance on purpose.
We're choosing ignorance.
The situations are not at all similar.
They're pretty different. I did not get accused of sexual sex trafficking. I replied. I said, Tate is on video describing his methods for luring in new girls, etc. He fully describes the Loverboy method. There are tons of leaked voice notes, messages, actual evidence. Zero similarities with my situation, but nice try. He responds again, respectfully. Maheke, it's all in good fun. He says, Anthony, the people accusing you also have a similar take when it comes to your case, basing their opinions over what they heard and read on social media and condemning you straight away. The similarity is bright as day. Again, the whole point I was making was everyone is innocent until proven guilty in court. Well, he was kind of proven guilty. He was under house arrest for like a year, and a court at least found that there was enough evidence and enough of a case against him to keep him under house arrest for so long, and even imprisoned him for many months. Yeah, no, you don't do that unless.
Well, now Raja she like they banned his socials or she.
Hey, they removed all his YouTube videos.
I really not following it. I kind of forgot Andrew Tate existed until he crawled out of a hole to talk about Palestine. I was like, oh, that's actually not a bad take on Palestine. Then he crawled back into the hole, and I forgot he existed. Claude says, I really appreciate the time you took out of your day to come up with a logical answer instead of turning this into a joke and labeling me a Tate fanboy without any context. Much respect to you and keep doing what you're doing with a crown. Don't laugh. I appreciate
it. I labeled him a fanboy.
Ah, you did that. Well, thank you, Claude. I see all these women trying to get us, trying to take us down.
I don't take anything back.
By the way, support justice for Johnny Depp, justice for Jonathan Majors. Bring back Kang the Conqueror. Woody Allen didn't do it. He's innocent.
Justice for Anthony Sargon.
Harvey Weinstein definitely did it. Louis C.K. is innocent. It was only a phone call. She could have hung up.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown didn't beat Rihanna. I have to take the sides of all these horrible men, folks. But first, let's start with Jonathan Majors. But Kang the Conqueror bil MCU. Get rid of that shit. We're done. Anyways, Claude, thank you so much for the comment. It was fun. I like engaging with these comments. I like getting into fun conversations. And getting back to the McDonald's that we were talking about just a few minutes ago. We got an update on the Manu situation. Hakina, last week, Keith McDonald's launched their very own sujuk burger. Here it is, if you forgot. They're like your new favorite burger. Sujuk, 600,000 الميل. وبدكم تاكلوا الساندويش لحاله 450,000. Then, darabu and Manu burger with the Instagram kamena post with the real taste, the big tasty sujuk, all that shit. Nazdin bound bakhat. Wow, all that clever marketing. Well, they just took us for a ride, folks. So Manu and McDonald's just took us for a ride, and they're laughing all the way to the bank because Antonio 9 Ainata said, just to be clear, McDonald partnered up with Manu Burger for the sujuk. It was all staged an act for marketing. They bought the recipe from Manu, so that's why you saw the two same ads looking the same. Money can make everything happen. If you try it, the sujuk tastes the same as Manu, but with McDo bun and their sauce and stuff. So basically, Manu is the supplier for sujuk for McDonald's, and that makes sense. And where's McDonald's? McDonald's eklo kilo plastic, ubijam in America, ubijam in butter, frozen, all that sort of shit. Where are they gonna find the sujuk patty this fast? To get a burger approved, be McDonald's, for it to get on the menu is like a 2-year thing where they're food scientists, ami jarbun, bi laboratoire. So this, they just bought some patties and on Manu, they're like, bro, we're kind of struggling with sales, bedna shi local, bedna shi heke. ضحكوا علينا. انت دقت للسجق برجر. Did it taste the same as a Manu سجق
patty? ما دقت Manu بس انه ما doesn't taste McDo food يعني. ان شاء الله.
ايه. It felt kind of more fresh يعني.
ايه. كيف كانوا عم باكل كيوسك بسوق الاكل.
I had the Manu burger yesterday.
I wish we could combine what you had into one mouth and be like, what is happening? You probably ate the same thing, just with different sauce. That's kind of gross. What the fuck? Should we have to match sujo normally?
لا مايونيز.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
مايونيز وكبيس. It's made for mayonnaise.
ما أنا ما بحب المايونيز. It's fucking. It only works on like.
You can see cheddar for some reason.
What? Cheddar?
Yeah, sorry.
See, that's weird.
That's weird.
I don't fuck with that.
Less about the cheddar.
Go to mano anyway. It was good.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the update, folks. Meshi, Khafif and Deef. We have a winner announcement, folks, for the book.
Let's go.
Keep banging the drum. Keep banging. And the winner is, folks, at NR8547. Woo! Oh my God, NR8547. Here's the comment. Here's the winning comment. It says, "Hi, I like horror because it reminds me of the horror that is to be alive. Winning that book would ease that horror. Hey, hey." Ironic. Thank you, NR8547. Such a memorable username on YouTube. please message us. Respond to this. هلا. We'll leave you a comment. تبيلو comment. هلا. Reply على, on your phone. Be like, you won the book. Congratulations. تبيلو our email address. The do not worry pod email. Look into it. Find out what our email address is. تبيلو يا وليلو. Reach out to us or leave us a comment. يبعتنا email. Or يبعتنا DM على Instagram. بعتيلو all the details. NR8547 Twa Salmana, congratulations, you are now the lucky owner of Under the Vile Moon, DC Habib's launch novel. Signed, it is a signed copy. And if you treat this copy well, you can sell it on eBay. If Danny becomes famous, when Danny becomes famous. يلا enjoy the book. We'll find a way. هلا هيك نديم خدها على البيت تبع توصل له اياها اذا سكن ببيروت. So congratulations to NR8547.
مبروك. All right,
folks. Last week we talked about the A-Raps pod. فوتوا حالهم. They got themselves into a little bit of a controversy.
سالون جماعة.
2 weeks. It's a 2-week-old podcast. They talked about Kung Fu Jesus. They talked about it for 5 minutes. I kind of want to make you guys watch the whole thing because it's cool to have an American podcast. I'm sorry. Talking about our little local shitty podcast. It's flattering, okay? What can I say? So here, let's watch them talk. And if it gets, we'll cut through some.
But they should go watch it on their channel. No?
Huh?
I know. We should make them watch it on their channel.
Yeah. So, I mean, guys, go support them on their channel. We're just reacting to this clip. And then guess what? There's another hour and 25 minutes of more fun podcasts on their channel.
Very fun podcast.
It's super fun. We love everybody. Capri, Raph, Frogan. We love y'alls. So let's watch and let's see what they had to say about Kung Fu Jesus, folks.
Okay. I wanted to show you guys Kung Fu Jesus. I have to show you Kung Fu Jesus.
You have to show us Kung Fu Jesus?
Okay.
So, Capri is obsessed with Anthony Sargon.
He's probably watching this podcast.
Anthony, hey!
Yeah.
Listen.
What up, bro?
That's so cool.
What up, y'all?
He's like jacked.
Yeah.
He said he'd beat you up.
This is why I'm making you watch this, guys. Compliments.
No, you said you were. Or you already said that you were like 6 foot something.
No,
earlier.
I said 7'10" on the last pod.
Okay. Right.
No, but he said he'd beat Capri up.
Nah, he doesn't know.
Which
I would beat.
I agree. I think it could happen.
I can do
it. I'm about it. I'm all about it.
And I'd be on Anthony's side.
Okay, I watched his pod years ago, and I've been like watching his pod for a while. And he does like he's like a Lebanese guy that does like a Lebanese American pod for like Lebanese news or whatever.
Yeah.
And he dropped a documentary on this guy, which I had no idea. I would never know his name. It's a Lebanese guy who lives in the mountains, and he does kung fu, and he's super religious, and he builds churches, and he's like kind of like a hermit that lives in the mountains, but he does kung fu, and every time he like does these weird TikToks, and he like popped off on TikTok, so he drops a full documentary on the guy, and I watched it the other day just because I was like looking for something to watch. And it's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Reminds me of you.
Okay, that's nice.
I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't either.
I'm gonna show you guys.
I've never seen this guy.
Young
either.
Scooty, pull it up, dude. We got the technology this time,
dude.
Ooh,
look at it.
Scooty, pull it up. Pull up the.
Okay, I'm gonna pause it just for a second. هلا ما حدا يزعل وجوزيف إذا عم تحضر هيدا الشيء. I don't want anyone to get upset. They're gonna laugh a little bit, folks. But because hey, the first time that they see Joseph Mirab, مثل ما all of us, I even said it in the documentary. The first time I saw Joseph Mirab video, I kind of laughed.
Yeah, we all
so,
did.
So no one get mad at them, and that's the controversy. We're gonna talk about it later. They got a bunch of comments of people being like, "You shouldn't laugh at him," etc. They don't know. They all fell in love with Joseph. Once we get to the end of the clip, they love him. So ما حدا يعصب. No one get mad, okay? We love the Arabs because they like me, okay? I need that.
Up the TikTok. Yeah,
28,
I did.
Whatever he said.
Okay, it's 28 minutes.
It's
yeah,
right there,
this
yeah.
is this part of the video. Look at him.
جوزيف ما عم نضحك عليك بنحبك يا جوزيف.
The first clip is just him not being able to do the one thing.
Look at this part. Look at this part.
I can't wait. Hold on. My eyes are fucking closed.
His eyes are... Again, this is hard for me to watch because even at the end of the documentary, I'm like, the whole point of this is to not have people laugh at Joseph. But they don't know, folks. They don't know. Okay? Give him a chance. Just give him a couple of minutes. It's all going to be set right. It's hard for me to watch, too, because I love Joseph. And I was like, what if Joseph sees this video? He's going to be so sad. But I explained it to him. I told him, if you come across this, they love you. They just didn't know what to expect. So everybody, let's take it easy on the Arabs.
Yo, he can kick high. Oh.
Look at Anthony in the video.
It is, this is a funny moment. Hey, you can't blame them.
Okay, Scoot, pull up
some... He was working hard, huh?
Scoot, you got to pull up some of his TikToks that I scrolled up. But, dude, so the dude is like, he got... All he does all day in Lebanon, he's like super, super religious, super Christian. He's like, God sent me, you know, like he basically, everything he says is like, God made me do this. And he does these insane tricks. Like, look at some of these TikToks. Like, play this real quick. It's wild, dude. Like, he does these tricks where he's like, okay, God is going to make me make the ping pong ball. And he's spinning a towel.
How is he doing that? Actually?
Yeah, he's spinning a towel.
Hold on. That's actually God's gift.
And then he gets and he says, God gave me the power to do that.
How is he doing that with his fingers?
Look at the next one, dude. It's so wild.
Yo, I bet he makes a slam in Meneish, though.
Bro.
Dude, you know he's Meneish. You know he's Meneish. It's so thin and so good.
I want to give that guy pizza dough so bad. Look at this.
I actually made that exact same joke in the documentary, but we have to cut it out. I asked Joseph, I'm like, is a batik like, he could lift ajinet pizza? And we cut it out because it didn't work. I literally wanted to take him to a foot and have him lift from Naish.
Why didn't you?
Because when we went to the boxing gym, there was a foot in right underneath and it was closed. Say Abit, it was closed, and we were like, we don't have time to go to another one.
And we could have gone anywhere.
We were reshooting a scene, so we were short on time, and we didn't even want to be there. So we're like, if it's open, it's open. He didn't want to do it. He's like, Mafia, I can't do it with Ajin. He's like, I can't. It's like, gotta bujin alawad. But I wanted to do that because I thought that would be fucking hilarious. Like, he would make the best fucking pizza. I was thinking the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, hell yeah, baby. So,
everyone grows to appreciate
They all love him. What's crazy to me is that, like, Joseph is going international. He's already kind of famous in other Arab countries. But it's like, we have a podcast full of Americans. Arab Americans, of course. But, like, they're still Americans. You know what I mean? Reacting to Joseph, spreading this to a bunch of other Americans. A bunch of their viewers started watching the documentary and leaving comments like, yo, Capri sent me. The Arab sent me. So
that's awesome.
That's how we get the word of Joseph Merab out there, when we have our lovely Arabs that we love talking about this.
Look at him.
What is he doing? Is he just always like,
oh,
doing
he's got one fucking leg.
Dude, he saves water and jugs and shit in the dock. We'll drop the link down below.
Can you do that, Capri?
Yeah, I could do all these moves. I'm pretty trained. I'm well trained.
Let me see it.
Let
me see you do it.
I don't think we have the capabilities on this pod for me
stand
to stand
up. Stand up and do it.
I'm not going to stand up.
Do that one. You can
I'm not
going to
do Kung Fu.
You can stand on one leg.
Okay. Yeah, Scoot. Yeah, that one's really good. I could do most of these.
Ooh.
Wait, so what's his deal? He just hangs out in the mountain and practices Kung Fu all day?
And he's very, very, he built his own church, and okay, watch this.
Capri's done his homework, man. He's seen the documentary.
He's seen it.
He knows his shit.
Look how sick that is.
What was that?
That was him. See, he's telling the camera, he's like, God gave me the power to do this. Jesus Christ.
Do you think God gave him the power to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. He probably couldn't do it without God. You know? It couldn't help. It can hurt. You know?
Dude, the first video of the documentary of him, like, failing to, like, jump up was so insane.
He wasn't failing, Raph. He was just it's like a warm-up.
This is just him. This is, dude, his, okay.
Oh, is that Manny's that he made?
This is Kenefe.
Oh, it's Kenefe.
But it is not good looking Kenefe, I'm not gonna lie.
I have to second Capri though. The color looks kind of off. I love you, Joseph. Turns out it's not Joseph who made that Kenefe, it's his sister.
How is this not the coolest thing?
I got the inside scoop.
Can I be honest with
you? Lebanese men are so toxic.
Okay, look at this. He does it with five balls.
Five?
We are.
Five balls. Okay? Kung Fu Jesus.
Okay.
It's like this. He's the sweetest man. Look at him. He's like, Jesus Christ gave me the power to be able to get these balls in the cup.
Okay, that Whoa. Was sick. See? Wait, no, hold on. Because that was actually really sick. For those who are listening at home, he literally had five balls. Was that one, two, three, four, five? Like six balls. He had six balls. And he just threw it with one motion, and they all went into the cups.
Okay, so here's the deal.
I'm so happy with the way I explained.
You know what? Jewish? Maybe he is you're the Muslim, Lebanese you're
Muslim.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're Muslim, you're Jewish.
Yeah.
Switch teams. Come to my side. Christians, we can balls and cups.
I mean, we have Jesus in the song.
I got tunnels, dude. I'm good.
I love how we're just watching it. Exactly. Podcast.
Let's just stop recording this and let's just continue
forgot
watching
that we're filming.
So if you guys like this clip, there's another hour and 25 minutes. And this is their second episode. They're dropping a third episode, I think, this week. Go support them.
I think they drop on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays? Go support them.
Nine-ish,
subscribe to their channel.
I think.
It's a long episode. It's an hour, hour and 30 minutes. If you got some time to kill, you need some content in the background. Arabs are the people for you. Hello, let's get to the controversy. So this is the reel. They cut up this clip basically into a short 30-second reel, which really highlighted the laughter, which made our fans very angry.
I wanted to show you guys Kung Fu Jesus. I have to show you Kung Fu Jesus. This part of the video, look at him.
And then within 3 seconds, you got people laughing, you know, laughing their asses off at our beloved Joseph.
Look at this part. Look at this part.
I can't wait. Hold on. My eyes are closed.
Raffi's really, really like. Yeah, it's all on you, Raffi. This is your fault. So let's read some of the comments that they got. Right here. So bad. Our audience hating them now, which I'm going to make this right. So I commented, I'm like, lol, oh my God, guys. And then someone replied, but I think they might have deleted it. Our good friend Fatty, AK1990, he said, Anthony, who are these R words? Who are these retards? Referring to the Arabs. So I was like, shit. I was like, oh, fuck, bro. So let's go back to picture number one. So here I was like, no, Fatty, they just don't know about Joseph. It's their first time. They all love him. So I'm panicking. I'm trying to, you know, explain what's going on.
Yeah, but I was like.
Yeah, well, no, they're fine, you know. Look, friends of the channel, The World Sucks. They're a big channel. They're huge on Instagram, TikTok, all of that. They even wrote, they're like, hope you can do 1% of this at 60 years old. Got 16 likes. We got Arabs. We're like, we can't do it now. Again, they're not making fun of him. That little clip, the 30 seconds, is kind of out of context. So,
but I guess the clip made me want to watch the full episode.
Exactly.
And then I watched
it. It is actually funny.
Episodes.
And then even more fans. We got Daboulette says he has more followers than you. And we have Patricia Arawaji, who I believe is the wife of Paul Arawaji, who made that Joseph Mehreb remix that we all loved so much. The producer, he's, by the way, going to be helping us.
Nice.
He's going to be helping us produce a bunch of Mehreb songs. So he's a lovely dude. So again, we got all these people who watch your show, who are feeling upset and defending Joseph. So I just wanted to make it clear, the Arabs love Joseph. In fact, if they ever come to Lebanon, they want to meet Joseph, they want to learn some kung fu from him. I've already told Joseph about them. I would love for them to meet Joseph.
Awesome. So. But it's nice to know, you know, people really love Joseph and they defend him.
I would say one of the biggest, I guess, accomplishments of the documentary is that it made people, or whoever watched it, less likely to want to make fun of him. They all kind of understand him now, and they all like him and respect him a lot more than they did
before. هيك قال نزل كليب Arabs إنه قبل ما ينزل documentary عم يضحك على جوزيف ما كان هيك صار.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People, everyone would have related because before the documentary, everyone was laughing. So Joseph, من حبك, you know how much we love you. Just sticking to the Arabs thing, I just want to bring this up. You know, we never talk about UFOs on this podcast anymore. I cut down a lot because I found out that every time UFOs were a main topic or the main topic, views were always horrible. When I first started the podcast, I was like, let's talk about UFOs. People did not give a shit. So Capri, if you guys want to talk about UFOs and you want to talk about it, but you're struggling, like, hide the UFOs. Hide it from the audience. Pretend it's not there. Then bam, surprise them with it and force them to watch it. Because, yeah, every time I talked about UFOs, it tanked the views. But Capri did bring up this video, which I kind of want to talk about. There's something called the jellyfish UFO. It's going viral. It was in Baghdad a few years ago.
I did skip that part.
You skipped that part, right? Yeah. So you see, I watched it because I like UFOs and aliens, Capri. But anyways, I just want to give a small update because Capri was very excited about this clip. He was showing this to Frogan and Raph, and he's like, check this out. Look at this alien. So here's some of the footage. There's this weird, you know, thing kind of floating around. Let me mute this. You know what I mean? It looks weird. People are calling it the jellyfish because it's got like...
I did watch it. The Star Wars thing.
Yeah. It's got like tentacles. You know what I mean? People are freaking out. But there's someone that I follow on Twitter called Stephen Greenstreet. He's fucking amazing. He's a reporter at the New York Post. Here is his Twitter. And he shared a picture kind of basically debunking what this is. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. So this UFO appeared during Eid al-Fitr. And look at this here, quick side-by-side of of balloons. He says Eid al-Fitr is an official holiday celebrated within Islam. On the left is a cluster of Eid balloons, and on the right is the UFO flying over Iraq. So once you kind of look at these balloons, you can't unsee it. These are just a bunch of balloons floating. And half of UFO sightings end up being balloons, weirdly enough. And again, this is coming from a guy who is super into UFOs. I love that shit, but I think that we've all been taken on a ride for the past couple of years with a lot of these Jeremy Corbell experts and David Grush and all these congressional hearings. I think it's all a lot of bullshit. So these are just balloons, folks. So anyone who got too excited about the jellyfish, it's most likely not. And follow Stephen Greenstreet. He hosted a show on YouTube called The Basement Office, where he was very much pro UFOs and all of that stuff, but then he started to dig a little deeper and he started to unravel a conspiracy. So he's fucking awesome. You owe it to yourselves to follow this guy if you're into UFOs. That's all I'll say for now. I told you guys last week that Nadim and I were going to go visit Joseph Mera because we didn't just shoot a documentary with him. We told you, khalas, we're family. Sad. So let's just give you guys a little taste. Here we are, chilling with the fam bam. This is me. This is Joseph's sister, Therese, in the middle. Very sweet. She always cooks for us. She always made sure we never went hungry during the shoot. We got Tante Mona on the right in the orange. We love Tante Mona. This is Joseph's mom, so the legendary Tante Mona. Here I am with Tante Mona and Joseph. Here we got a few more of the family. Hone, we have his brother, Wasim, who I just met for the first time on Sunday. This is his brother, Dr. Kamil, who you can see in the documentary, actually. He's the legendary Lebanese ping pong coach. And here we have Fit Nadim Badat, and we have a photo of everybody together. We had a nice little time.
Joseph has such a sweet smile.
He does. Wicked Hasim and Elbo, he smiles. This is a fun little video that Joseph released, taking us and نحن قاعدين كلنا مع بعضنا, enjoying each other's company.
Wow. ولد إسباني وهيدا من منتخب المكسيك اسمه أليخاندرا سيرفانتس. هاي منى أم التركيز والرب يبارك الجميع.
We love Tante Mona. She is أم التركيز يعني. He fed us, actually. It is the Tirkiz, which we're going to see how he prepared it here. This is the first.
I love that he has his own brand now.
كل شيء قهوة التركيز is the Tirkiz.
اليوم مثل ما عم بتشوفوا عم بطبخ رز حطيت لهم قصعين وعملت شاي من كذا نوع وحطيت كمان فوق الرز شاي وحطيت لهم كذا نوع أبهار. وحطيت لهم ملح.
I've never seen anyone cook rice. I normally like close the lid. Who it was like?
Anna,
it was a weird way of preparing rice.
Bro, بس قلكم انا حط كثير بهارات من كل انواع
جد هيك
كل انواع بهارات الرز.
Here is part two of the preparation.
مثل ما شايفين هيدا رز التركيز اطيب نكهه والكل معزوم.
وانا ونديم جايبين اكل لان بدنا نجيب ساندويشات دجاج من عند كينج فادي
والرب يبارك الجميع.
لما نطلع نصور عند جوزيف we would pass by King Fadi ونشتهي we're like we've never tried it so we're like we're having lunch he's like you both have to have a plate سكبنا كل واحد صحن
صحن مش اكبر من الثاني يعني.
I'm like how are we supposed to eat that and a sandwich رح فاجيكم شوي يعني هيدي سامبل عن الصحن. This is exactly what it looked like هون عم بيسكب.
You had
مثل ما عم بتشوفوا بحط قرص عني وبحط رز.
It was like a salad mixed with hot rice. It was interesting.
وبحط زيت زيتون.
Look at that generous dollop of زيت زيتون.
وهيك بكون عنا رز التركيز.
I love it.
Well, you're going to love it even more, Noor, because I brought back some Rizz al-Tirkiz with me. Menan Joseph Mirayb. Because I had some leftovers because I had to eat the King Fadi chicken, which was, by the way, King Fadi. Sandwich جيج عندك.
كتير طيب.
جد كتير طيب.
No way.
يعني وزنهم يعني جبنا أربع سندويشات وزنهم 5 كيلو يعني.
لما جبتوا لنا King Fadi طيب.
لأنه عندنا فيلن ويل اليوم بس هلا قبل الفيلن ويل كأبيريتيف. No, you're gonna try. You just said you love it.
Honestly, I would love to try it.
You're gonna try.
لأن مش الكل في يقول أنا ودي أجرب
جوزيف فيرست. Exactly. Yeah, we're all gonna get a little piece. I'll be right back. All right.
All right.
Here we go, folks. I got me 3 plates.
Oh. كسر الدنيا.
You guys try a close up of this Riz El Tarkiz.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm upset that they're here.
I don't know if it's going to focus.
حط ايدك على الصحن.
Yeah, I want to post this on Instagram.
Anyways, this is basically, it's a bit cold. So, oh, this is Nadim. You know what I'm about to give you, Nadim. You know what this is.
I know.
Forks.
No way.
هيدي للأيراب سباد وهيدي لجوزيف منعب وللتانت تيريز وللتانت منى ولوسيم وللدكتور كميل
وهيدا هو رز التركيز
وهيدا هو رز التركيز
والرب يبارك الجميع.
How many people can say that they have Joseph Mirab's home cooking?
عائلته وأنا وياك ونور.
And it's such a weird combination. It's literally a salad with rice.
And no greens with rice, basically.
انت كده من بديك تركيز ناقصك تركيز انت بديك exorcism بدنا نجيب جوزيف عمل لك exorcism
يلا
انا منك الشيطان the power of Christ compels you
ما تحكي عن الانترن زيك نحن تمام
شو عملت لك بس
ماشي بس انه هيك عم نمزح كله يلا على السريع
انه it's fine ما توقعت
طيب يعني هلا ما فينا نخلص انه بدنا ناكل فيلا ويل بس هيك just a little appetizer اعطوني صحونكم اعطوني خلصوا كده خلصتي كده بعد
انا بشيل اكل
اوكي نديم
دانس انا
كافي يلا هلا بعدين عم نخلصهم you can really taste the herbs and the, like كل شيء عن جد
فيك تدوقه يعني بالرز التركيز عن جد بتدوقه طعمة كفرشيما انا هيك بحس
I can't believe I just had them by the way I'm very happy
isn't that great
شقفي تركيز
stop playing with the balls Leo I'm going to move around one quick topic. Since we're talking about Joseph Mirab, we actually got parodied. We got parodied, folks. Serge M, the gentleman that we talk about, like 2-3 days ago, he parodied us, but I feel bad because it barely got any views. Sorry, Sergio.
Me and us.
Elijah and Anthony.
I know, Elijah and Mirab, basically. I think Dai Tatasi tried to parody too many people at once, so it kind of got... It's like
اليوم انا وانتوني كالسون عم ننزل فيلم عن قصة حياتي احضروه على اليوتيوب واذا اجى عليكم اخطبوط شو بتعملوا هاي قوت الاخطبوط والرب يبارك الجميع
You see, I think fated ببعد شوي كنا he's making fun of Joseph Mirab then I'm with Manak Alay then على Elijah
انا راسي هيك بفكر
It just got too much.
But
I know what makes me sad when I watched it. I take it as a,
It's funny.
It's flattering. Someone takes the time to make fun of you. That means, hey, I guess
you made an impression.
We made an impression.
Yeah.
But I'm just sad. No, ما حدا حضره. So this is as of today, Tuesday, to Sweden. This has 2,500 views. The video اللي قبله 43,000 واللي قبله 30,000 وتحته 17 و40,000 وكلهم يعني they're all doing well. بس نحن اجت البارودي ب 2500 I'm sorry bro I'm sorry just fucking flopped man like ما حدا همه فيي
ما حدا بيعرف مين
ما I guess انه فهمه جوزيف مرعب بس انا
with the glasses
some guy with glasses and a hat بس انه he got انه
that same people who don't know the podcast يمكن ما فهموا الريليشن
مش هيفهموا شيء
Joseph.
But that same day, I dropped a picture wearing like a flannel jacket. And no, I kind of, you know, he got the look with the weird piercings for Elijah. Sergio, no, thank you. روح عليه شوي لجوي تاسيديز حرام معطل يعني خلص نازل فيك اليوم لجوي تاسيديز
ليك شوي بيشبهه بس مع شعر ما بعرف
a little bit more hair yeah. So they're both headed to the same inevitable end we're gonna get to the main topic which is the stealing the uncontrollable stealing that is happening بكل لبنان it's all getting caught on these security cameras بس بعد رز التركيز that served as an appetizer it's time for the main course Phil and Will have sent us sandwiches. Let's break it out, boys. Let's break out the food.
Let's go.
Phil and Will time, baby. Anyways. We got some Phil and Will, folks. They're beautiful. Beautiful. يعني, we were supposed to go to their restaurant months ago.
بس ما رحنا
ما سي أبي تو ما رحنا I'm gonna stop making excuses
so اجل عنه
have some plates
can I post this now or should I wait to تنزل episode
post it
okay
so we got the first bag so Phil and Will folks is a
masterpiece
like a sandwich charcuterie sandwich place it was founded by Phil and Will Watfa one of them is a superhero patron on the channel Dr. William Watfa the boobs doctor the one and only folks not only is he a patron He sends us free food, Yanni. It's too much. The love is too much. Hone, it smells like there's pickles in here. افتحوا شوفوا شو في pickles or maybe like a side of chips. And these contain the sandwiches. Elijah is in here. بس نديم رح يوصلوا the memory cards بعد ما نصور. Elijah, you getting your sandwich to go, baby. Thanks again to the lovely folks at Phil and Will, who, by the way, this is not sponsored. They are not sponsors. Best, they support us on a monthly basis with their extremely generous donations on Patreon. And we love them very much. Hala, to be fair, I don't like pickles, Best. These pickles smell fucking delicious. Oh, we even got... Is that a card? Oh, my God. We even have a QR code.
Okay.
Let me open these up. Let's see what we got in here. Okay. This is a Phil and Will. I kind of want a Phil and Will. Mshakazim. I want the OG. This is a Tuscany. Let's see, Shufi. Hey, the one Tuscany. Daddy makes the rules. This is a Paradiso. You guys are crazy. Oh my God, you guys are fucking crazy. Oof, look at this. This is the good father. Oh, Godfather, the good father. Godfather, baby. This is fucking mad.
Because
you guys are you're too unhatayda haddeya. Well, this is a Sicilian. So we have, what do we have? We have a Sicilian, we have a Tuscany.
Tuscany, Paradiso.
Paradiso and the Godfather. Oh yeah. My God, so generous.
But the شوف كل واحدة شو فيها
سيم. يلا قولينا.
Okay, Phil and Will فيها pastrami emmental, sauerkraut, caramelized onions, Thousand Island sauce.
I think that's
and sourdough bran. Godfather, ham salami, provolone, lettuce, tomatoes, red onions, pickles, mayo, blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. Show some respect to these sandwiches.
I know the bread do heck.
Okay, okay. I cannot tell you how good this all smells, by the way. The smell of those pickles is like, oh my God, it's like those thick, like American style pickles. Oh my God, the freshness. And by the way, we got the, and these were delivered like 3 hours ago. Yani, we're not even having these as they're freshly made in front of us. And this is, these are as fresh as we can have them. Best, yani, for something that's been delivered to me like 3 hours ago. This smells like it was just made. It smells like it was just made.
No way.
It's so beautiful, Anjad.
They look just like the photos, by the way.
Look at this. Mm, oh my God.
I always hate eating while filming. I feel it's awkward.
Back here.
What? Woo! Size of homemade potato chips. Oh my God.
I'm gonna do the cabbies. Yo.
Mm, yo.
Look at that pickle.
I put these chips in the fridge and they still batfion el erche. Erche de primo. That's copyrighted. Mm, oh my God. Yo, try the chips. Come in. Take a piece of chip in that with a bite of sandwich. Yum. Adds all that crunch. Oh my God. Yanu. Now I feel extra stupid.
I wish we got some wine.
I don't know, I wish up. I feel extra stupid cheating and like cheating on the boycott when we have local options like this that we can eat at. And Yanu. I don't know what I was thinking. Lord forgive me. Phil and Will forgive me. So they are located in Jemaiza. I believe their first spot can be Batroun. So they have two locations. Be Batroun, be Jemaiza. Best. If it is, go visit. And when you go to the Jemaiza one,
definitely visit. By the way,
tell them we sent you. Tell them we sent you because they sent us free food. So technically, they sent you. But I don't know. Oh my God.
كتير طيب. كتير. Good.
I wish we could just sit here and eat. That's just not. I can't host a show like this. And so we can keep eating.
I'm gonna keep eating.
And I have to get back to my hosting duties. I can try hosting while eating. Look, guys, I've been talking to you guys about the stealing that's been happening in Lebanon. Everyone knows ever since the Thawra, the security situation in Lebanon is getting worse. More and more robberies, so more and more people on Birakbo camera. So we're getting more and more of these crimes on camera. Some of these are going viral. Start with this. Shufu Shami Sihon. It's crazy. Addition. People are doing this. Alanan.
هذا هو اللص صح؟ هي ليك كيف قام اخذ الشنطه وركض ليك
ليك in broad daylight
هون انا لحقته
ليه؟
اكو عرض قدم من ابو الريش
عرض من عند ابو الريش
قالوا
لا اوكي هيدي الشنطه انسري this one's definitely sorry that one was بالغلط حطيناها this one is definitely real check this out it's so fucked up كمان بنهار
هذا اللي ورا
يعني عم كبس على اللابتوب عم تشتغل
شوف شوف
هلا كيف بيجي بياخذ الشنطة سرق لي الشنطة
ليك سمون ويرز
كوفيد ماسك خلص الكوفيد ماسك از جيف اواي ذا روبرز
بس كيف هيك
وين رح اقول ليك
وين صار
سرقوا هاي هربان لبرا
Yeah.
But it's crazy that.
Yeah.
Ah, وعرض من أطيب فروج.
Again?
ليه ما حطيته الريل
روبريز. I can't believe I fell for this again, bro. How fucking what? عرض فتشت اثنين فروج طلع لك واحد بلاش. طب this third one is definitely real. This third one, هيدا على الأكيد هيدا محل تياب. هون نيك أخته للمحل وما تشوفه هون there's definitely it's not a prank بالآخر.
شوفوا كيف في نص النهار حرامة بسوق نيو جديدة.
أنا عم بحكي مع سنتي عم تشوف غير من كانت.
شوفوا
لا مين لحقته؟
برافو
لحقته. بلشنا سيل
20-70%
اوف
اونلاين
وبالمحل. رسمت.
جيم
اجى علي. I hate people. I hate those people كلهم.
بس like you didn't tell me but I thought this was actual crime. طيب the fourth one is definitely gonna be real.
اتخيل حنكون عن جد عم يورطك. لا اطلع بالداهية.
It's funny, I was like, the first time I saw it, I was like, why is there a guy barat mahal nam yisaru hu am bidhar? Like, why are there multiple camera angles? Until it clicked. Like, hey, this is definitely a crime. Hey, the obisai daliya mahal makeup. Shufu honi. Hekman
ambatiya telefon alatli bat cover.
شوفوا بنص دين نهار بمنطقة سكنية
فكرت اصبون بس لما
ركض This is real, he's sprinting
سامسونج جالكسي زي فليب 5 بحجم مصغر بتثبت بصوركم لحاله بسعب الجزدين بسعب الساق بسعب الجيب بتعطيكم
العافية ليش علي؟
I've never seen a phone that doesn't fit those places
عن جد
بس props يعني What do you think of this new marketing trend? Who does this, Yanni? Are you more likely to watch a video if it starts with someone getting robbed?
Mm.
You are.
Well, not bad.
I know, it's obviously
because working. And you never know if it's going to be real or fake, so you want to watch to find out, is this a real robbery or fishyadid am bistilmuna ba'd marra? Ma hik?
And I'm in love with the CCTV footage. Bro, bahdalun a YouTube, Yanni. Ma hik?
I love these handcuff chips.
My go-to videos.
These handcuff chips are great. Sorry, I was listening to what you were saying. You love CCTV videos.
Yeah.
I had to mention that these hand-cut chips are amazing. And the fucking sandwich is great.
I think the bread is homemade. The focaccia is homemade.
It is homemade. I've seen their videos.
Yum.
Homemade fresh focaccia, baby. Mm. I don't have the sourdough bread. Sorry, I scared you guys. Turns out this was all fake. There are real crimes with Lebanon. This is actually getting way unsafe, yeah. You just wouldn't know watching these videos. Or us commenting on it. Does anyone want to, who wants a drink? I feel like Joy Tassidis with this sweater and this oversized Lacoste thing. J'ai acheté ce pull, ma barque, j'ai trop aimé, mais je sens que c'est pour tous les jours. I'm not making fun of you, man. Speaking of Tassidis, tout à l'heure pour Joseph Shada. He knows how to get me to talk about him on the show. Me and him have had it back and forth for many years, but he got into something fucking hilarious with comments. Let's just see. هون Shada, مثل ما حكينا عن these other people doing the Tassidis. And saying that it's not a no matter if it's a parody, he's doing the same thing. Hone Shada doing a Joy Tassidis video.
Bonsoir, bonsoir. Aujourd'hui, j'ai passé ma journée au centre-ville de Beyrouth. Ce resto s'appelle le Sushi Bar. Franchement, j'ai adoré la salade au canard, les makis au saumon, le temaki et la soupe miso. C'était l'anniversaire de mon copain. Je lui ai invité au déjeuner et j'ai cherché ce gâteau délicieux au caramel. L'après-midi, on est allé marcher à Zaytouna Bay et il faisait très beau temps. Yalla, follow for more.
The slightly sped up him walking, my life here, that just kills me. Anyways, Ryan was not aware. Ryan texted me. بس تقول أنا ما كنت عارف إنه جوزيف كان عم يضحك على جوي تاسيديز وقتها. He was filming this video. I thought he was just doing a video to celebrate my birthday. So this is the kind of friend Shada is. بس I'm sorry, like, she told to use him in a fucking video. So anyways, Akid the Joy was not going to reply to Joseph Shada bil comments, but he got a bunch of other comments which are, يعني guys, مش إنه عم كتاب الضحك الدموع عم بينزلوا من عيوني أنا عم بقرأ these comments. I don't know why I find these so funny. Everyone's kind of over. ما في غير بفتكر بعدني بلاي Shada stuff يعني funny. I think I'm the only one. So on a Anaïs, she says, ce n'est pas en imitant Joy Tassidis que tu vas devenir famous, trouve ton propre style. Joseph, j'ai mon propre style déjà, ça va. Look, hey Shadow, I like that comment, akid, because on a Bishba French. Hatit l'emoji. So on a, he gets another comment from Sherbil. Sahbe, انت بدك حدا يتمنيك عليك, عشو عم تتمنيك على العالم. Joseph, بيرد, اول شي فشرت. أول شيء فشرت يا صديقي، وتاني شيء ما في حدا ما في هدف للتنمر بهالفيديو. شرب البريد. طيب إيه مص أحسن ما شقفك هلا. جوزيف ريبلايز، حيش تستقوي ورا الشاشة عشو هالحقد. أنا I'm sitting in fucking bed in my boxers. ميت ضحك أنا موت over this fucking fight Joseph is having with this guy. بعد ما خلص.
قال له.
طيب هلا
بلاقيك وين بدك.
هلا بلاقيك وين بدك. هون جون زخور says Joseph the anti-bullying activist is now bullying another TikToker. أوف ما حبيته صراحة. Joseph replies there is no bullying intended, just using his style because I found it suitable for this video, which is the argument we made when we were defending Oliver Degham. And no, that's what he said. No, he's just using the style. It's not, it's just a take it as a form of flattery, parody, or satire is yani. Man, it doesn't mean someone's mocking you. خلاص Shada heard us say that. Ricky. Okay, هون عنا George.
They are.
Shada, je t'aime beaucoup, mais ne te moque pas de Joy. Sad face. Shada says merci, non, je me moque de personne. Then the guy responds with a shy face, heart, and love face. Then Shada responds with two love faces. It's so funny to me. Hey, the six تحت. Pedro's. Ayri بهبلك هيداك مصروفه بالنهار قد معاشك عسنة. هون Shada بفوت شو. شو مفكرني ما معي امشي اذا عرفت my income بتنجلط. So I love this. Number 7 وينية هيدي. So هون برد اي بليز جلطني. الي برد قدي 200 دولار معاشك. هون شو اليك معه يي. هون واتس اوبينيون بيقول gay don't make fun of people's income. Shada says I don't have to prove anything but I can go to such restaurants every day. Again with the love face. وسيبت العين. هيدا 8.
ايه
هيدا لولو مش انت ضد بولينج ليه لكن عم تعمل بولينج لجوي اذا حدا تمسخر عليك اوعى بس انت تتمسخر على غيرك حلال. جوزيف بيرد شو خاص وين البولينج بالعكس اذا استعملت هستايل بي ون اوف ماي فيديوز هيدا شيء مفروض يخليه يكون مبسوط وبراود
وبراود لجوزيف شادا
وذ لاف فيس فاكن هذا
جوزيف اي ود
Hayden and Qwerty 123 at Do Not Worry Podcast, making sure he makes it on your next episode as well. I replied, I'm like, he knows how the game works, and my man does. This guy فهم اللعبة كمان. Qwerty, he knows. He's like, fuck, Shada's doing it again. We have this. خلاص ريبارتي أنا بلا ما نحكي أنا وشادا. We know. I know what he's thinking. Number 10. Best. I want to highlight the Shada. You were at 100k. You dropped to 99.9k. Ya Shada, 99.9. يعني تيك توك أهين بلاتفورم تطلع لك فولورز يعني أنا I'm still not at 10k بس إنه you know
God bless every Shada supporter
بس إنه Shada I never read that before نحن Shada were your supporters بس إنه 100k نزلت ل 99.9 أنا لاحظتها others may not have noticed but you know I noticed Shada I'm just pointing it out to you because this is dangerous so that's it for Shada Shada and keep having fun بس إنه what do you guys think is this bullying or not was Shada bullying Tasidis
It's not bullying, but it's very تفاهة.
أنا I think إنه ما كان قصده to bully, but he just doesn't think before he does stuff. كان بدو يقلده.
I think he's just trying to ride the wave. He saw that the other people that imitated him, they got into some trouble. نحن حكينا عنه على البودكاست. He's like, oh, let me get a little piece of that.
إنه مثل بالترمينال, مثل هيك بالمدرسة, بس إنه حنا يشتري شيء جا حنا غير يشتري وتصير.
بس those comments قتلوني من. Let me know if they made you laugh as much as they made me laugh. بس إنه جوزيف عم بيرد العالم وشو فشرت وشو بيك وأنا But at Denmark, it was like so fucking funny, bro. We got called out. I got called out on Twitter for not giving credit to some of the people who made memes. Last week, we highlighted Kenfida. I'm happier in Beirut. Somehow, we all are. Ugh. So we looked at some memes from that. بس نور جبت لي الميمز بلا كريدت مش قالت لي مين عامل اي ميم مش مين عامل اي نكته
اول شيء تبع I'm happier بلا 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 في بس وحده بلا كريدتس the other meme تبع the twitter guy كانت عن جواد ما كانت عن هيدا وكانوا بس هول التو ميمز
طب جواد وان ايه ما we didn't give him the meme تبع جواد anyways memes we need credits for memes دايما بنفجر شيء بدنا كريدت or else I'm gonna get embarrassed على تويتر so هون عنا بورات at I am بورات 98 شباب اللي واحد على تويتر second time you use my memes without shouting me out get ready for your fifth lawsuit do not worry pod my lawyer is Nabih Bidda's lawyer too I will sue you for 98% ownership of your podcast it is over for you obviously he was kidding that is Borat's meme right here. Never ask a woman her age. A man a salary. Jawad kifak. So this is all credit goes to our friend Borat. But more interestingly, look at who replied to this tweet on Twitter. Fucking war monitor, bro. Have you guys? I've been following this account since the war be Palestine started. He's almost at a million followers. It's a massive account. Literally every day I get my news from like War Monitor is one of my sources for news on Twitter. He literally added me. He's like, I do not worry, Pat. Come on, G. Pay up. He called me a G. I was honestly starstruck at that point. I was like, holy fuck. Like, he doesn't follow me. I don't know if he watches the show. But so no, I just wanted to, I threw a quick response, man. I was like, yo, big fan, War Monitor. He's like, Habibi. I'm like, where? So this guy, that's his account. There you go. 911,000 like followers. What does it say? Sorry, I'm kind of blind. A proud Semite, breaking news, geopolitics, backup account at Warfare Backup. Want to support me? Donate. You can buy him a coffee.
Cool.
Literally, 918K followers. I've been following this account for like 3-4 months. Give it a follow. Amazing, like, kind of like political analysis, the geopolitical, the war, all of that stuff. Great coverage. He's got great sources. I just found that kind of funny. We have some more credit to give. We're not done yet. There's another meme that we did not give credit to. So this one was done by Mejdinator. We did not have that. So there you go. That solves that problem. Hey, my hands are clean. Crazy prank. Okay, there's just a crazy family. Who found this? Nadim?
Oh, no.
Nadim, so
هولي شو فسروا لي عنهم شوي. What the fuck is up with these
bro, people? Bro, عن جد ما بعرف اليوم كنت أنياك نهار بحياته وطلع لي هول بوجة.
But they're from the same account. Noor, you were telling me that these people, they just fuck okay. with their kids all the time?
So basically from what I read in the comments, their hobby, their whole TikTok persona is to make their kids cry for views.
يتمنيك عليهم. وأمامتا عندهم حدا اسمه ماما روزي اللي هي الهلبر تبعهم يعني. وبحبوه أكتر من أمهم.
They love and
who would blame them?
بينزلوا شي like 8 videos, consecutive videos of the kids choosing their nanny instead of their mom.
Oh my god.
ليه مبسوطين عم تنزلون؟
بتصير الأم تقول ليه تحب روزي أكتر منه؟
So هون we have البابا قرر يشارك بالحرب ويودع ووداع مؤثر مع الأطفال. So he's saying goodbye to his kids because he wants to join the war.
إيه أنا قريب هالنكتة.
Let's watch.
Oh my God!
Hey, Bakun.
Okay, طلعوا فيني guys. بقولكم شيء. بابا مش رايح. وهيدا ما كان مقلب. هيدا كان.
ضرب ووهو مين بده بوزة
كيس اختون برو ايري بهال مش معقول
okay there's another one baby not come to his mommy
جد
she's definitely not paying enough for what she's doing
خل امك تبكيك كل يوم وتنزلك على تيك توك
bro I wanna learn
I would love the nanny
I wanna learn هلا رح ايدون for the next week topics جوي تاسيديز هلا نزل فيديو with his helper making like a dessert بس ما بعرف why these
قديم الفيديو
Oh, was that old? My hella bayin on my algorithm. But these always. It's weird when like privileged people, my wife, start making videos. Like, dude, she just wants to earn her living and like do her job and like probably watch TV. Like, hello, I'm not into your trends. Tamil TikTok trend, ma. She's probably like, bro, fuck off. Anyways, folks, that's it. I told you guys, light, خفيف اندي في اليوم. It was chill. خلاص. تعبت أنا last week عن جد تعبنا. يعني شو بدنا نقولكم يا جماعة.
عن جد تعبنا
بدنا ايه سبيشلي نور اكثر منهم كلهم
كدحت
بدنا مني كم شغله نور سم ثينجز طلبناهم شغل
هالجمعه
خلص كل رز التركيز كل رز التركيز كليون كليون هلا بسرعه ركزه جاي لك اكزورسيزم نكست ويك هلا
قالت وقت ليش ذاف مرعبه
First, again, thank you for Phil and Will, yeah, Anjad. This was fucking... Mishino Tayyip, guys. And we're not just fucking saying this because they sent us free food. This shit has been going, like, viral. Matam is doing great. They don't need us and my 9,000 subscribers to send them business. They don't need us, okay? They're doing just fine on their own. But it's fucking delicious. The quality is honestly fucking immense. Like I said, I've had these sandwiches for, like, 3 hours now, 4 hours. They say it's fucking amazing. We're all taking some home with us, and I'm gonna take these dogs sitting with me. I'm not gonna let those dogs fucking touch them. Hey, careful if they have these. Oh my god! But no, don't worry, Phil and Will. The doggies aren't gonna have any of these. Thank you so much. I want to thank our three brand new blonde patrons: Aleni Poladian, Mustafa Zalzali, and Mike Zahabi. We love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting us. We cannot do any of this without you. Thank you to some other amazing blonde patrons like Mirna Zakaria. Linda, Saumon Fumé, Lucas with an R, Gilbert Dubois, and Hagop. Superhero patrons like Daniel Nechle, Rami Gharib, Ahmad and Lamia, Bonnie, Andrew the Bus, Jessica Ann, and the Zatariya family, and got your patrons, Rifat Fakih, Burgery, and El Captain, Eli Al Mujabir. Eli, I had an issue last week with someone.
Zabata.
He dug around. My man's got me some information, some intel. Love you. What a good man. Folks, if you enjoyed this episode, leave a like, leave a comment. Don't forget, we have the winner of our book. Don't forget to message us. We said your name earlier.
NR825678.
NR825. You won the book. Batulna email. Send us a DM. Send us a DM on Instagram. We will get you that book delivered to you. That signed copy of Under the Vile Moon by DC Habib.
Follow our socials.
I didn't comment on their comment. So بيتفاجئوا بالبودكاست when they watch the pod.
Okay, we can do that. Comment بعد ما تنزل الحلقة. Comment when the episode comes.
I set a reminder for that.
ويلا. If you guys want to support us on Patreon, you know where to do that. And we will see you next week, hopefully. And as always...